we've been chatting quite a bit about Limud, which is coming up later this month. And my guest today is Rabbi Yuval Shurlo, who is a prominent Israeli rabbi, ethicist, and one of the founding members of the Zohar Rabbinic Organization. Zohar is known for its mission to bridge the gap between religious and secular Jews in Israel and to make Jewish tradition more accessible and personal for all. Rabbi Shurlo is a frequent voice in public discourse on ethics, halacha, and civil society, and he'll be presenting at the Limud Festival, where he'll be sharing his insights on the evolving role of religion in modern life. Rabbi Shurlo, thank you so much for joining us on Chai FM. If I can start by asking you, what inspired you to help found Zohar, and how has its mission changed since you found it?
Zohar was founded after Rabin's assassination. And we felt as rabbis that the tension between all kinds of Jews in Israel, but especially between Zionist religious that were blamed that they were part of the murder and the secular society in Israel, the gap is getting wider. So therefore, the right thing to do is not to sit silent or to promote this gap. We should do the opposite. We should try to bridge the gap. And then we founded it Zohar. We started by providing observant marriage to the secular couples for free and with a lot of, giving them a place in the ceremony. And since then, Zohar really expanded to so many. So how do you got Jewish in
there? Rabbi, we're struggling to hear you. There seems to be a bit of breakup on your line. Can I ask you to try and move to somewhere else where the reception will be better? And then I can ask you at the same time, what do you see as the biggest ethical challenge facing Israeli society today? Okay, it seems like we're going to have to cut that line. And
can you hear me now?
Rabbi, hi.
Do you hear me?
Yes, yeah, we can hear you better now. Thank you. Yes, we can hear you better now. What do you see as the biggest ethical challenge facing Israeli society today?
The biggest challenge is that we'll know how to speak one to the other, because today in Israel, people are going into shelters and to bubbles, and they are speaking only with their society. A lot of tension, a lot of disagreement. Now, disagreement is not something bad. It's good for a society that not everyone will think the same. But the fact that we cannot talk to each other, and everybody, you know, they say, one actor said that in Israel, a dialogue is when two persons speak, everyone speaks to himself. And we must change it. Once we start speaking and listening and admiring the other side and giving confidence that everyone wants good for Israel, we don't agree what is the right thing to do. But first of all, there should be a lot of confidence and a lot of trust between the societies. This is the main mission that we must do today in Israel, and that's what Zohar is trying to do. But it's not only Zohar. Everyone that agrees to listen, to meet, to have a dialogue between the parties or between individuals is promoting Israel to the right place, because I really believe that when we'll be united, we'll find a way how to get out from the place that we are now stuck in.
How do we move there? I know you say we need to listen, but I mean, Israel's at war, it's in crisis, hostages are still in Gaza, soldiers are dying. How do we move to the scenario you present when we are really in almost like a national crisis?
We move when when all sides will sit together and everybody will understand that even if you're sure that your opinion is the right one, you should make concessions and compromises and all kinds of things that a unified society does, will find a way, because actually it's not a real dispute between good people and bad people. Most of the people that are part of the conversation are good people. Now, we think differently. So we have to find a place where everybody can be there, even if it's not 100% what do you think. For instance, if the agreement or disagreement today, what to do in the Gaza Strip between continuing to attack or withdraw from Gaza and stop the war, and there is a big discussion, what is the way to bring the hostages back home, etc. I really believe that if everybody will sit together around the table, we'll find a way how to reduce the bloodshed and the war in the Gaza Strip from one hand, and bring our brothers and sisters back home from the other hand. The problem is that instead of doing that, we are continuing fighting inside Israel and blaming every side blames the other side, that he is responsible to what happened or whatever, and we are discussing about the past and not about the future. And I really believe there is a way that everybody can live with it, even though it's not 100% that what I think is the right thing to do.
Rabbi, you will be presenting at Limud later this month. What topic or topics are you going to be addressing?
Actually, I'm going to do two things. The first thing, I'm a rabbi, so I'll teach Torah. And one of the things I'll present is, what is the Tanakh, what is the Bible's opinion about a righteous tzaddik? Who is a righteous? And when you read the Bible, you are really surprised, because you think before you read it, in a pre-assumption, that a tzaddik is someone that observes everything and all the mitzvot and whatever, but the real answer in the Bible is different, and this is one thing I'll teach. On the other hand, I'll speak about ethics. I have all kinds of positions. I'm appointed to many committees, ethical committees in the state of Israel. One of them is sex selection. I mean, pre-implementation genetic diagnosis and selecting if you want a boy or a girl. And if it's ethical, if it's the right thing to do, if it, to promote it, what is the decision in Israel, what to do. And so these are the two fields, learning Torah and talking about ethics. Now, I can say one thing, that everybody can assume that there will be also conversations about what's happening in Israel and what is, as you asked, the main mission today in Israel in order to get out of the place that we are now really stuck in.
Rabbi Yuval Sherlo, well, thank you for joining us and for sharing your thoughtful human approach to leadership. And as you said, you'll be giving two different topics that you'll be presenting: ethics and what does it mean to be a tzaddik. We look forward to hearing more from you at Limud South Africa and welcoming you to our country.